Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts. This is The Woods.
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof.
Grr.
It is Thursday evening, just gone past 9 p.m. and you are listening to The Woods. I'm Bear Curious Dean, and I'm here this evening with Mark. Big Bear Mark, how are you doing, Mark?
I'm good, but I didn't pick that song.
No, no. You did. The other chap is with us, and it's Just James.
Just James, who just picked a crappy song.
And that song was Woke Up Laughing by Robert Palmer.
It was.
I might go back to bed. Good.
I'll say it's an unusual choice, James. But
I was thinking the theme we had tonight was about things funny, and I guess it's a funny song, but not funny in a good way.
Absolutely. So our theme this evening is laughing. What gives you a good belly laugh? Who do you find funny? Let us know on Joy 949. I've lost it. Where is it there? Oh, 0427 Joy 949. Or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. So who do you find funny, whether they're living or dead? Who do you not find funny? There's a few that I don't find funny. Did you see somebody at the comedy festival that you found funny?
Exactly. There was a lot of really good people at the comedy festival.
That's right.
I know that I had in here into the studio, actually, for Brekkie Bears, Tom Ballard. And he's one person I actually do find really funny. If you've ever seen his show, he's a very intelligent comic. And if you want to listen to him on Brekkie Bears, just go to the podcast.
They do say that laughter is the best medicine. So let's find out, who should we be taking? Who does a doctor prescribe a good laugh?
I remember my pick for the Comedy Fest this year, and it's the first time, was Sarah Millican. I'm Pommy, of course, by origin, and I do have a kind of a leaning towards things Pommy, and Sarah's probably one of the funniest ladies coming out of England at the moment.
I saw her a couple of years ago at the Comedy Festival when she came out. She was very funny. She's been on the Graham Norton show
many times, and she's got her own TV show as well. She had her own TV show. I don't know how good it was. I don't know if it really took off. But Sarah's brilliant live. Like, she absolutely makes mincemeat of hecklers.
Yes.
I love the way she deals with hecklers.
And I think you can tell a good comic when they do make mincemeat of hecklers.
Yep.
It's one of the strengths that I think a good comics needs to have.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't faze them, and they build it, they incorporate it. The abuse and the verbal hassling, they incorporate it into the show. And Sarah's really good at that.
Mm. What's the comedian, she does the ventriloquist with the people with the mask?
Oh, yeah, the American one.
She's British, I think.
Is she British?
Yeah, she's British. She did a show called Family Tree.
Yeah, and she's got clicky things, and she makes her jaws move. I can't remember her
name.
She's
really funny, too. If you know who it was, let us know.
Actually, somebody who has messaged in, because we did put the call out on Twitter, mm-hmm. On The Woods on Joy 949, and Betty has tweeted in to say that she finds Ellen DeGeneres funny. I think I'd agree with that one. I think Ellen is very funny.
I think Ellen's one of those comics that, it, for me, is a little bit middle of the road. She does have some funny stories and some funny things happening. She makes me smile. I don't know if she makes me laugh.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. I don't think she ever has. I've never really had big belly laughs and rolled around on the sofa going, oh, that's killing me. But she's wry and she's humorous. Her humor's clever. I think it's clever.
Yeah, it is very, very clever, I think.
I think we should have a poll. I think we should our listeners to message us in with who they think, and we should give away an award, which I'm going to call the Golden Goldilocks.
I think
the Golden Goldilocks for comedic humour.
Effort.
Effort for belly laughs, and we'll give it away.
But if it's a guy, would it be called the Golden Bear?
The Golden Bear, that's right. We could have the Golden Bear for the boys and Golden Goldilocks for the girls.
For the girls. There you go.
There you go.
So let us know who you think your favourite comedian is. Of course, it was 0427 Joy 949 is the SMS, or on air at joy.org.au is the email.
And they could be living or dead.
And speaking of things dead, that's on the sad side of not funny, really, is, of course, what got me thinking about this whole comedy thing today was the loss of Victoria Wood. Died at the age of 62, sudden, actually very, very unexpected. She's only 62. She's had cancer for a very short time. And it was very, I mean, she's a very private woman and kept her life, you know, like fairly under wraps. Very, very out of the blue. Like nobody knew it was coming.
I don't know who she is. I'm sorry.
Look, the only reason I know, I did watch Dinner Ladies a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's where I know her from, is from Dinner Ladies.
It's really interesting because she had quite, she's a prolific writer and she had quite a prolific career. She was first found on New Faces, which is a British kind of talent hunting TV show, and then she got her own TV series, Victoria Wood, as seen on TV. Now, out of that was when she kind of teamed up with Julie Walters. Victoria Wood was one kind of quarter of a group, and you'll know the other three, because Julie Walters was one,
uh-huh.
And French and Saunders. They all kind of started writing and appeared on the British comedy scene around the same time.
Ah.
And French and Saunders and Walters and Wood were all kind of, you know, well linked.
I love French and Saunders. I think they're
absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
They really are.
I saw them at the Palais a couple of years ago. They were very funny.
Ab Fab has got to be one of the best things that's ever been on TV, really, doesn't it?
And the Vicar of Dibley.
Yes, that's indeed.
Well, yep. But they actually had their own show, French and Saunders,
yes.
Which
yep.
is, French go back and have
Saunders.
A look at it.
Yeah,
it is absolutely, when they used to take off the kids presenters, I used to die laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, it was so funny.
And the other thing, I mean, more that Victoria Wood did, she wrote a really interesting play called Housewife 49, mm-hmm. which was, I've forgotten the name of the woman, but it was based on true diaries. There was an experiment during the war, when they got ordinary women to keep diaries, and they were all given a number. And this housewife, this TV play, Housewife 49, was about this very ordinary seeming woman, but it turned into such a big hit, and it also had a bit of a gay theme. Spoiler alert, if anybody's interested in watching it, it turns out she's married to this very kind of boring old man, very typical English, dour, dry, not very warm and friendly,
mm-hmm.
but they have this kind of turbulent relationship with their son, their only child son, who's away at war. And he ends up getting a kind of a sort of dishonorable discharge, comes back to the family home, and only to find out that he reveals that he's gay. And the reason that he got discharged was because he kind of got caught in flagra delicante. What's that word? Like,
yeah, I get you.
Know,
you.
He got caught in the act with his boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. So Housewife 49 was quite something else. And then you know Hyacinthe Bouquet, right?
I love Hyacinthe Bouquet.
If you love Hyacinthe Bouquet, you have to look on YouTube and find Kitty. In Victoria Wood's, as seen on TV and her TV series, Victoria wrote some absolutely brilliant soliloquies for Patricia Rutledge, who plays Hyacinthe. And they're just, they really, really are British humour at its best. And lots of people are very familiar. In fact, people don't realise, I think, that Kitty is written by Victoria Woods.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, so Victoria Wood, she sadly passed away, but today?
Yesterday, UK time, and it kind of hit the media. I mean, I woke up to it, which was the irony of, I woke up laughing by Robin Palmer, was because I woke up this morning to my English relatives and friends, you know, messaging me and saying, you're going to be so destroyed when you read this. And I was.
Yeah.
I was absolutely devastated.
Well, look, we do have a little bit of a tribute to Victoria Wood.
We do. This is Victoria Woods, Victoria Wood. It would never have worked. And this is a little bit funny, a little bit sad, a little bit funny.
Yeah, a little bit funny. It's kind of one of her better known songs. There's quirky lyrics in it.
Fantastic. You are listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
You are on The Woods on Joy 94.9. I am Bear Curious Dean, and I'm here with Big Bear Mark and Just James, and we're having a bit of a belly laugh, talking about people who are funny.
Or even aren't funny.
Yes, and just want to quickly mention, and a bit of a shout out, things that we don't want people we don't want to make laugh tonight is probably our co-host who isn't with us tonight, Robbie. He's actually in the hospital with appendicitis.
Mm.
So I hope you're either... He might actually be in surgery at the moment or...
Or sending us messages.
Maybe. Or sending us messages. There you go.
He's sending us messages.
Well, at least we think he's got appendicitis. That's what he's telling us, at least. That's the official story,
or
right?
Maybe it's a hernia from trough on the weekend. I don't know. Yes, he did message us. He said, hi, guys. Sorry, I can't be there with you tonight. Comedians are one of my favourite topics. My nominations for the Golden Goldilocks, Kitty Flanagan.
Oh, she's funny.
She's funny.
I like her.
Best act I have ever seen. And the Golden Bear, Sam Simmons. Most crazy, irreverent show you've ever seen.
Now, he won the Barry Award last year, I think.
Did he?
Sam? Yes, he's a very funny man. Yes.
Yes, he's a bit... Humour's a bit off-centre. I kind of like it.
I like it quirky, yeah.
What about Joel Creasy? Joel Creasy's a pretty funny fella.
Yeah, look, I've met Joel, and I think he's... gets a bit of a bum rap, I think, at times, but I think he's very funny.
Yeah, I've seen him on a few things on TV late at night, and I think he's a funny fella. I think he's got something about him that just, you know, tickles my funny bone.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of Australian comics that I really, really like. Tom Ballard being one, Josh Thomas being another. I love Please Like Me. I think it's one of the best shows on TV.
It's so clever. It is such a clever comedy.
I have to say, as an older person, it took me a while to get used to it. Mm-hmm. I think I watched a couple of episodes and wasn't quite sure. I could. There were funny moments, and there were times when I chuckled, but there was no real laugh out loud moments. But then I kind of got into the characters and started to really enjoy it. And as with all good TV, kind of you got to get to know the people, really.
Yeah, I just think he's, as you said, it's a very smart type of funny. It's he does portray a lot of, it's a lot of angst, it's a lot of emotions, and it's done in such a stylish way.
Absolutely.
Top marks for...
Yeah. Guys,
and speaks a little bit too, I know, because he covers some fairly serious topics. I know, like, his mum, I don't know who the lady is that plays his mum in the show, but she has mental health problems. And they address the stigma. They're not afraid to talk about it like it really is.
And Hannah Gatsby as well, who plays another character in
she's brilliant. Oh, I absolutely love her. She's so wry. Like, she's so po-faced and wry. I love that.
And look, they even cover subjects like suicide. I mean, that Denise Drysdale's character, who also had a mental illness and was in the home, like that, to tackle that sort of subject matter.
Yep.
And in such a sensitive but funny way, is quite amazing.
Yeah, quite often, you know, the humour can be a bit kind of on the nose. And Julian Clary comes to mind when we're thinking of, you know, comedy that doesn't always work. I think Julian Clary is a very funny and is a very, very witty and sharp man. But for me, like for my personal taste, I found that there were times when he would just... It was quite clear he was laughing at people and not with them. You know, there was a kind of a nastiness to his humour at times.
Yeah, to me, it's a very 90s type of humour.
Yeah,
quite different. I mean, Sticky Moments, I think, was an important show.
Yep.
Just in terms of, and you know, he did have that camp sensibility about him.
He did.
But he owned it, and you know, that's the bit I liked about it. But yeah, I can sometimes leave or take Julian Clary.
Yeah. It wasn't the camp thing for me so much as the cruelty.
That's what I meant.
He was a high camp kind of person, very glam and glitter, and even Hugh Jolly, you know, the little guy that used to bring the contestants on and things like that. I liked him too.
And it's interesting to say about the camp humour of Julian Clary, but when you look at Joel and Tom Ballard and Josh Thomas, even Hannah, they have a platform as out and open gay people, gay and lesbians, doing comedy, and they have primetime television. It's just fantastic.
Yeah. Don't forget Adam Richard as well.
Oh, absolutely.
We have to say Adam because he's sort of a friend of mine. Hello, Adam, if you're listening.
And Joy Presenter.
Tuesdays. Yes, Tuesday afternoons. But look, and you're right, they have got very high profile, very well known positions in television these days. And it's weird. We're not in the closet anymore, which is great.
Proud and laughing.
Yeah, and laughing, exactly.
And I think one really interesting factor is that we don't actually have to be laughing at ourselves anymore. Like, I remember back in the sort of early, maybe the 60s, 70s, early 80s, if gay people were getting a name for, like, being funny, a lot of the time they had to actually be poking fun either at themselves or at the gay community. And if you think about, you know, like John Inman and Are You Being Served, and, you know, they're only the kind of really stereotypical, over the top, you know, not your average working bloke or Joe, you know, Joe from next door, and that is no longer the case. We can be just ordinary people.
Absolutely, we can be the leading man, not just the sidekick.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And look, even at the comedy festival last week, Rhys Nicholson and Zoe Coombs had a mock wedding, or maybe it was a real wedding. We don't know. But that got national attention. It's not like these things go unnoticed anymore.
No,
which is really good. And it's like that got on news bulletins and like on newspapers across the country.
Yeah.
You know, pointing up the. And this is what humour is good at: is pointing up what is wrong with society.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
And. You know, a lot of these comedians, in fact, all the ones we've talked about, use what's in society very well to make a point. I know Adam does it, Tom does it. You know, they're very good at making statements through their comedy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So
tell us who you think is funny on Joy. On 0427JOY949. Someone who has texted in to tell us who they think is funny is Anthony from Northcote. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
And Anthony likes Margaret Cho.
Oh, and look, I'm right there with you, Anthony. She is definitely one of my favourites.
Can I tell a story about Anthony? Yeah. So Anthony's my partner of many years.
Right.
The other night, I was doing some work upstairs and I could hear this noise and it sounded like he was crying. I'm thinking, oh no, something's happened. And I came down the stairs and no, somebody hadn't died. No, nothing like that.
He was laughing.
He was watching Margaret Cho, the Notorious Cho DVD. Mm. And he was laughing so hard he was crying. It was so funny.
Yes.
But she has that. We get that reaction from Margaret. We think she's very, very funny.
She's got some amazing pieces.
Really lucky. Like one of my good friends badgered and kind of bludgeoned me into going to see her live.
Mm-hmm.
And I was ambivalent. I have to say that, you know, I did like her and I'd seen some funny things, but I'd also kind of seen bits I wasn't so fussed on. I swear I do not think I have ever in my entire life laughed so hard or for so long. Virtually from the minute she came on the stage, she was non-stop. It was hysterical. And of course, I think it was in the town hall. The town hall was packed with, you know, members of our community. I saw most of my friends there and it was an absolute sellout. And she's a sellout because she's so good.
Yeah, and brilliant. Queer as well. I mean, she's bisexual, I think.
Yep.
She identifies. I don't want to label her, but
I think she identifies as queer.
I'm
not sure.
Yeah. But I've seen her many times, I have to say.
And she's hilarious.
She is just hilarious. You know, she's got some amazing routines that you never forget, like My Name's Gwen and I'm Here to Wash Your... Anyway. But, you know,
when she does her mother, when she plays her mother, oh my God, that's a complete crack up. She's not afraid. There are nothing sacred. There are no holds barred. Like when she gets into full swing, anything is possible.
And if you've ever heard heard her last album of songs, they're all hilarious. In fact, I mean, I'd love My Pussy is one of the best songs. But
I'd love your pussy too, Mark.
Well, thank you.
If you had one.
Just my man. Anyway, we've got in the next break, we're going to have listen to a song. Now, it's not particularly by Margaret Cho, but she sings a bit in it. She does the rap bit in it.
Will she be hard to pick out?
No, it's by Pixie Herculong. It's the Bear song.
Right.
And obviously, Margaret does the bit of the rap in the middle of it. So quite easy to pick out.
You're on Joy 94.9. And if I can make
it to the middle of this tightrope. Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco. Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too. You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. And if I can make it to the middle
of this tightrope. You are on the Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Bear Curious Dean, and I'm here with Big Bear Mark and Just James, and we're talking about funny ladies, funny men, things that give us a good belly laugh. And we're trying to give away a golden Goldilocks to the funniest woman we can think of and a golden bear to the funniest man we can think of. And so far, I think Margaret Cho might be winning.
I think she is.
Goldilocks.
Yeah.
And golden bear, I'm thinking it's Josh Thomas. That's where I'm putting my money.
Yeah, okay.
But please, SMS in and tell us who you think should get the award on 0427 Joy 949. And of course, laughter, they say, is the best medicine.
Apparently so, Dean. And if you're old enough to remember a book called, well, a kind of book magazine-y thing called The Reader's Digest.
I am old enough to remember The Reader's Digest. Thank you, Jane.
Okay, well, The Reader's Digest used to have a regular column in it called Laughter, the Best Medicine.
Uh-huh.
And there's a reason for that. Do you guys know why they call Laughter the Best Medicine?
No.
No.
You're about to find out.
Okay.
Because laughter does things like it boosts happiness, it improves mood, brings people together. It can actually diffuse anger. If you've ever tried being angry with someone and having a good laugh at the same time, you actually can't do it.
But not laughing at them, because
there's a reason for
help
that.
With their anger.
That might make it worse.
And you do have to be careful how you use humor. It can inflame situations, there's no doubt about that. But one of the reasons for this is it actually relaxes the whole body. A good belly laugh, mm-hmm. like a good side-splitting belly laugh, will actually relax your body for up to 45 minutes.
That's pretty good.
That's very good, actually. Ooh. I mean, if you think about the benefits of a good massage, it's not far off. There was an experiment, too, like a few years back. There was a study where they got two groups of people. And they did baseline obs. There's a hormone in our bodies called immunoglobulin A, or IgA, mm-hmm. which boosts your immune protection. It boosts your hormone protection. And they did a baseline study. They got these two groups. They took the baseline of their immunoglobulin A. They showed the control group. They showed a documentary. The experimental group, they showed a comedy, probably Carry On Movie or Mr.
Golden
Bean
Girls or
The Golden Girls or something like that.
Season 4.
And then they redid their IgA test. Uh-huh. And guess what?
I'm guessing that the people who watched The Golden Girls had a better response than those who watched the documentary.
Absolutely. The people that watched the comedy had significantly higher rates of IgA, which basically means that laughter boosts your immune system. It triggers a release of endorphins, and those are the body's, and we all know those are the body's natural feel-good chemicals, mm-hmm. and they promote an overall sense of well-being. And you know what? The fascinating thing about these endorphins is they actually have an effect of easing pain. They actually work almost as well as things like paracetamol. And if you are having pain, a good laugh can, for not everybody, but for some people, a good laugh can actually work as a painkiller.
And I suppose that hence the clown doctors thing, yep. like the Patch Adams and the...
Yep.
Ah.
Yeah. Especially in kids' hospital. Yeah. But actually, I mean, isn't it sad that we think about things like that for kids, but not for grown-ups? And as a nurse, I mean, one of the things I'm very aware of is that we get told not to be funny, and we get told not to tell jokes to our patients because there's an air, there's an air of crossing boundaries. And, you know, the problem is, of course, that what one person thinks is funny, somebody else might find offensive. And so it's a real fine line. But the interesting thing, again, about these kind of chemicals is they're actually cardioprotective. Good laughter improves the function of your blood vessels, increases blood flow, and these two factors alone can protect us against heart attacks and cardiovascular trouble.
Plus, it's got a preventative quality to it, so keep laughing.
Prophylactic. It's good for your mental...
Sorry?
Prophylactic. It's a fancy medical term. It means preventative.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
See, there are bigger meanings to some of these
words. Yes, condoms
are
prophylactic.
Yes,
because they're not very funny. Are they funny?
I think it's a verb as well as a noun is what we're saying.
Oh,
Dean.
Okay.
From a mental health perspective, it eases anxiety and fear, relieves stress, boosts mood, and humour helps you shift perspective. You know, like if you're stressing, we all have kind of inner dialogue about, you know, worry, angst and stress. Mm-hmm. Actually watching a good movie or reading a good funny book actually deals with that kind of thing.
Oh.
There is, however, a word of warning. There is something, I discovered this today, there's something known as a gelastic seizure.
A what?
A gelastic seizure. Yeah, indeed. It typically shows up as an uncontrollable burst of energy, and for most people, it's either an uncontrollable outburst of laughter or crying. And unfortunately, it's not a good thing because it's a sign of lesions, tumours, possibly tuberous sclerosis. So if you're having sudden bursts of humour and you don't know why, get to the doctor's smartly.
Do you ever get the giggles in the wrong time?
Oh,
like,
my
inappropriate. You just cannot hold it in. And the more you try and hold it in, the worse it gets.
Yep. Do you know one of the sayings I grew up with, and this is something that I'll never, ever forget as long as I live, mm-hmm. would be lying in bed. My sister would be in her bedroom. I would be in mine. And we had to, my dad was a real strict man, and we had to be silent. And our bedroom doors would be open. One of us would get the giggles about something, and off we'd go. And that would be it. And the one saying I remember absolutely is, your laughing's going to come to crying soon.
Yes.
That's a real, English kind of threat to your kids.
Oh.
Your laughing's going to come to crying soon. So what do you guys do if you want to have a good laugh? How do you boost your intake of belly laughs?
I think I'd probably go, I'm a streaming queen, so I go to my Netflix.
Yeah, I'd be onto the YouTubes and stuff like that. There's a particular YouTube channel which I love.
Fails?
No, I'll have to look it up because I don't. It's the International Order of Sodomites, it's called. And it's Justin Sartre.
I'm laughing just thinking about it.
Who I think you had on Cheap Seats one day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they hold like this meeting once a month in New York, and he basically rants, and I go to his channel a lot and have a good laugh because I think he's very smart and he's very funny, and I think intelligence goes with humor a lot.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, absolutely.
And it's like he is one person who I can trust that I will get a laugh out of.
All right, so you're both kind of turning to electronica for your laughs.
So I go to
like
Arrested Development or The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt at the moment is what I'm doing. So television comedy is my thing, and just binge watch. Yes.
And that's it? That's the best you can come up with, of you?
Well, I do like going to see live comedy as well.
Well, there is that.
And, there's always the podcasts and stuff that you can listen to. And
especially ours.
Yeah, especially ours.
Actually, because now that Anthony's texted, and I can talk about Anthony, he's he's into the cat videos on YouTube.
Oh, right.
He can laugh.
I have to say, I do love slapstick, and slapstick will get me every time. People falling over, or the
like funny bloopers.
I love bloopers. I absolutely love bloopers. Cats with cucumbers cracks
that's so
me
cruel.
Up. It is. It's really, really cool, but it still cracks me up. And apparently, it doesn't work. Uh-huh. A friend of tried it.
Well, what do you do with it? Sorry, cats and cucumbers.
Well, cats and cucumbers.
You place a cucumber behind a cat
while it's eating, distracted,
and when it turns around, it sees it and it jumps in the air. Because it thinks it's a snake.
You have to see basically. This, Dean. It's a very visual medium.
Yes, I've got a cat. I don't think he'd be too impressed with a cucumber.
Well, the interesting thing is these videos are real, and you can't dispute that they actually happen. But I do know a number of people have tried it with their own cats, and it doesn't always
Apparently,
work.
Apparently, if you do it once, then they get used to it and they don't do it again.
Does it matter what type of cucumber you use?
I don't think it matters.
It's just a cucumber.
Just a cucumber.
It's got to be twisted, though. It's got to look like it's wriggling.
Oh!
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you're just prepared the cucumber?
Okay.
So here are some other ideas of things that you might do.
Yes.
You could go bowling.
I don't find bowling funny.
No, I don't find it funny either.
In fact, after a couple of games, I get peeved off with bowling.
So. What about mini golf?
No.
Okay, here's one. How about karaoke?
Oh, that's funny.
If you go with your friends, and especially if they can't sing.
Yes.
If you've got friends who you know can't sing, you've got to take them karaoke.
But I have to say, I wouldn't do it at bear karaoke.
No.
It has to be in a small group in one of those little studio things. Then I'll do it.
Some of the bear karaokes are actually really good.
Well, they get all the, what's that? Group
Beyonce.
No.
Low res.
Yes. They get all the low res guys get up there and
they can carry a tune.
They can carry a tune. Yeah. And looks every, that's why I wouldn't get up there because they can all.
That's why you have to. That's why you have to take your friends who you know can't sing. Oh, that's much more fun.
So one thing that I like to do with my friends, which is good for laugh, is Cards Against Humanity. Mm-hmm. That always gets us laughing.
I only just heard about that in the movie that was on at the Queer Film Festival.
Uh-huh.
The opening night movie was the first time I'd ever heard of it. Another thing you can do is hang around with little kids. Have any of you, have either of you got little kids in the family?
No.
Three to seven is that you know, they do say kids say the darndest things.
They
and I actually think that kids of that age, so innocent, you know, they're so upfront.
And it can be quite infectious, can't it?
Watching a funny movie or a TV show, we've talked about. Comedy Club, yeah, we've talked about that.
Well, look, in just on that, Graham from Bundoora wrote in and said, the Cleveland Show is a TV show that makes him laugh.
Oh, that is funny. I like that one.
Yeah, he says he knows it's not cerebral, but he makes him laugh. There's a lot of things like that. It's like, you know, things
like that, guilty pleasures.
Guilty. Oh, I hate to admit this.
Oh, go on.
One of my guilty pleasures, and it makes me laugh, is Two Broke Girls. Is that what it's called? Two Broke Girls.
Yeah.
And I know it's horrible, and I know it's awful, but it makes me laugh, and
what
I
about,
watch it.
What about Mean? I've heard Mean Girls. I heard Mean Girls is supposed to be really funny, but I haven't quite gotten into it to the point where I can quote every line like some people. One of the other things, now here's one. What about going out and doing something really silly? Like, you know, doing something spontaneous. What could you do that would make you laugh if you were doing something spontaneous and silly?
Oh, let me think about that.
That's not very spontaneous.
No.
I was thinking, like, I know people who've gone out in Santa suits in the middle of July walking down main streets and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a Totoro onesie, I've been to the pub in that once. But that's, in fact, it can be stuff out of the blue. Like, I went and did aqua aerobics with the bears for the first time on the weekend.
Did you really?
I did. Oh. And I can't tell you how good it was.
Yeah.
And it made you laugh. It was like, we had a really good time. And that was the sort of thing that it's out of the blue and you don't really think that will make you laugh. But that was a great time.
Was it the bears in the Speedos that made you laugh?
Yeah, and the fact that they call it Fatty Splash, which I love.
You know, somebody who does make me laugh is Bette Midler. I think Bette Midler is so funny.
She's
one of the funniest people around.
And one of in Beaches, she did this thing called Otto Titzling.
Yes, I think we'll just have to play it.
We're going to have to play it.
Going to have to play it.
This is Bette Midler on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all The Woods has to offer. Listen to The Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
You are on The Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Bear Curious Dean, and I'm here with Big Bear Mark and Just James. We're having a bit of a laugh because laughter is the best medicine.
Sure is.
And we're talking about funny guys and funny gals.
And we just played, of course, Bette Midler's Otto Titzlinger. May not been that clear. Sorry about that.
We were laughing.
We were good. We thought it was great. And he also messaged in a little bit earlier saying that Kathy Griffith is one of his favourite.
D-lister.
Yes. Mm. And also a very good ally for the LGBTI.
Absolutely. I did see her live a couple of years ago as well. She was very funny.
Yes.
Can I tell you who I think is really funny and clever? He's the fabulous Graham Norton.
I agree.
I think Graham Norton is one of the funniest men on TV at the moment. He's got such a kind of personality. Like, he's kind of cheeky. And
can I tell you, every week with the red chair, I know what's coming.
Yeah, exactly.
So I still laugh. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. I must be gold.
I actually saw Graham Norton live in Edinburgh like many, many moons ago.
Yep.
It was before he had a different TV show, not the one he's currently got, and it was after Father Ted, I think.
Yep.
But it, just seeing him live, it's like he's even more cheeky.
He is.
If you've ever seen Graham Norton live, the bit where he does the live telephone call, he did that on stage to a prostitute, and it was just hilarious. He's a very, very funny
man.
What
was it called? It was Kitty Phone, wasn't it? It was on the TV show.
Kitty Phone.
He had this. It was like a toy cat, but it was actually.
And
a
at
phone.
One stage, didn't he have like a Teddy Ruxpin phone or something?
Yeah, he did. did. He did. I saw him at the Roundhouse in London, like kind of early in his career, uh-huh. as you say, somewhere between Father Ted and something else. And he was, I mean, he was just so into the audience. Like he was, he picked on this poor woman, this blonde woman who was as shy as anything. And she clearly, you know, she didn't want to be the center of attention. And he picked on her and he ended up saying, "Now, I want you to, I need to know that you're going to be all right with the, because we're going to get rude yeah. and we're going to get sexy.
Yes.
And so I want you to show me that you can actually cope with it. I want you to say fuck." And she did. And he made her say it 2 or 3 times. And it was hilarious. It probably doesn't sound as funny because I was there. You had to be there. But it was a really funny night.
Sometimes there are people who are funny, but there are also the people who aren't funny.
Like?
Well, the person that I think that people seem to think is funny,
mm-hmm.
but when I see her perform, I'm like, I don't get it.
Uh-oh.
And it's an Australian, and I, you know, I like to support Australian comedians, but Rebel Wilson, I just don't get it. I don't find Rebel Wilson funny.
Oh, I think Rebel Wilson's speech at the BAFTAs last year was hilarious.
Also, when she hit on Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I,
that was, okay.
You know,
was
the
funny.
Chocolate for Valentine's Day thing. Yeah. That line was great. And, you know, and I didn't think, because a lot of people bagged that speech out about not being very nice to trans people, but I didn't take it like that, and people I've talked to haven't taken it like that.
I think she was using the humour to highlight an issue.
Yeah. Look, I'll disagree with you there a little bit, just because I think some of her movies are stupid and some of that humour is stupid. But when she has her shows and, like, when she does stuff like that BAFTA's speech, I've got a little bit of respect for her.
Yes. I'd have got a lot of respect for her if you've seen her on Graham Norton with the – is it Nunchucks?
Oh, you know, yeah.
She did an amazing job of those. I was surprised that she was able to coordinate. She was wearing a particularly tight outfit that night, and I was really impressed with how she threw those things around.
Yeah.
Her hand-eye coordination is really quite something.
Yeah. Look,
maybe a sense of humour is not so good. But.
Well, look, talking about Australian comedians, you don't think it's too great. I'm going to get more grilled for this one, but I'm not a big fan of Pan Am Ann.
Pan Am.
Oh.
Melbourne girl.
I really enjoy her stuff.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I mean, some of her stuff is classic.
Yeah.
You know.
But have you seen it before?
I've seen her twice.
Yeah.
And see, that's the thing. I saw her once in Sydney.
Yeah.
And it was a big show and it was staged really well. And I thought she did a really good job. And it was the first time I'd seen her live. And, you know, that was great. Then I saw her again in Melbourne recently. And it was just like, you know, this is really tired and she needs to do something new. And it was.
I'm kind of with you on that one.
I was kind of racist too.
Yeah, I've seen her a couple of times. And I think the first time is really funny. Like when you don't know what's coming and that whole airline kind of send up, but I think there's only so much mileage for me personally. There's only so much mileage that you can get out of that, and I agree with you, Mark. I think the second time around, and for me there would never be a third. I just don't think, unless I hear that she's got some, you know, scintillating new material.
But do you think there's some comedians who find something that works and kind of just stick to it? So I'm thinking of someone like Dame Edna. I mean, hasn't Dame Edna been doing the same show now for, I mean, funny, but the same sort of stuff for a while now?
But that's where the wit and intelligence comes in,
that's
I think.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think she, like Barry Humphries, can. It's so intelligent that he can make stuff of situations that happen when he's there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that makes a difference.
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to go on about
ruffle feathers.
But I don't think Pam Am has that intelligence that someone like Barry Humphries
has. There'll be letters.
I know.
I hope she's not listening.
I hope she's not either.
My sense of a guy that I think was underrated was the American guy with the teddy and the, you know, the ventriloquist guy, Dave. Someone?
Strassman.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought he was good. And I love Teddy Bear. I'm hungry, Dave.
I mean, in general, I'm not a fan of ventriloquism.
Yeah.
Unless
it's the English woman with the clicky jaws.
Yeah.
You like her.
And she also does a monkey, which is also very funny.
Yes.
But, it's like I'm not, in general, it's like that guy, Australian guy, Sammy and.
Sammy J.
It's like. No, not for me.
It's adult humour. It's adult humour, which is always good.
So hopefully you're having a good belly laugh as we're talking about laughing. funny guys, funny gals. Ha, 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 ha. This is The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr.
You are on The Woods on Joy 94.9. It's time for us to say goodbye, Big Bear Mark and Just James.
It is indeed.
It is indeed.
We've been laughing too much. The hour's just flowing by.
Can I just say one more Vale Victoria Wood, because yes, that'll be it. Yep.
And also Doris Roberts.
Doris Roberts,
oh,
from
yes,
Everybody Loves
course.
Raymond.
Yeah,
yeah. 90 years of age. Passed away on the weekend.
I well, know. 90's a good innings.
It sure is.
You know, not that I wish anybody death, but, you know, 90's a good go.
It's like, I hope there isn't a third. You know, these things go in threes.
Yeah.
But speaking of a good go, mm-hmm, tomorrow night we're celebrating 20 years. 20 years of the Vic Bears.
That's right.
That's a good go.
Gala night.
Well, most of us will be there.
We will, at the Comic Lounge from 7 p.m. to help celebrate the gala event.
Are you looking at me for any reason, Mark?
Yeah, you're not going. Dean and I will be there, and Robbie was meant to be there, but I think he's not going to be there now.
So if you're going, come along and say, Wolf Guru, big hi to us.
Exactly.
And Luke's going to be there as well.
Yes, Luke for the Wonder Car, and obviously he's going to be back on, well, I would normally say he's going to be back on Monday with me, but we're not going to be here this next Monday.
Oh, no, it's a public holiday.
Lest we forget. That's right.
So I'm not too sure who they've
got
coming in
forgot.
For us.
I think
did you forget.
Just
so forget. That's Monday. Bricky Bears ain't happening on Monday, but on Saturday night.
On Saturday night, we have got we've got Joy Eurovision happening.
Oh, I do like a bit of Eurovision.
Love Eurovision.
That daddy Michael that we've got, he's going to kill me for saying that. And the two Bretts, or maybe one of them, we're not too sure at this point, but we're talking about the second half of the first semi-final.
So will you be playing the French song?
No, that's in the final show, which is a couple
they're
of
automatic. They go. They don't have to compete.
Is that
they
right?
They're one
through
of the big three, big five, I should say. Yep. Yes.
Fantastic. So you can catch a podcast of this show on our website, joy.org.au/The Woods. You can like us on Facebook at The Woods on Joy 94.9, and also on Twitter, same handle.
Yeah, Woods. The Woods on Joy is the Twitter.
No, 94.9.
No, because it's too long, because Twitter only allows you so many characters.
Like it short.
Yes.
Coming up next is the team from the School of Pop. They're going to school us in pop.
They are indeed.
You learn a thing or two about pop.
Not the English fizzy drink, you don't mean?
No. Pop music.
You mean pop music. Pop music.
Hope you've enjoyed this week's funny show.
All things funny and haha.
We'll see you next week. Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Woof grr.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.